Time now for our question of the week. And Heather Douglas has been clearing the fog surrounding this question from Alana.
If I landed on a gassy planet, would I sink to the core?
Our solar system has a whole host of different planet types, some made of rock like Earth, others of ice like Pluto, and others made of gas like Jupiter. But what would happen if I were to travel past Mars, weave through the asteroid belt, and try to land on the gas giant? I spoke to Dr. Mark Raymond, who works at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
Although some planets seem to be gassy, they aren't like the light, airy, insubstantial gas we generally think of. On Earth, the weight of the air above you, pulled down by our planet's gravity, creates a modest pressure. This is about 1 kilogram per square centimeter. That's the mass of a big book, like a dictionary, if you remember those from the 20th century, pushing down on an area about the size of a single Lego brick. We conveniently call it 1 bar.
That's Earth, but what about Jupiter?
In contrast to our planet, gas planets are composed mostly of gas. They're also gigantic, and the weight of all that gas is tremendous. For example, Jupiter is mostly hydrogen, and it is enormous, 11 times the diameter of Earth, and over 300 times the mass. It may have a rocky core that's more than 10 times the mass of Earth. All that mass causes intense gravity, pulling downward on the gas, which compresses it and creates fantastically high pressure.
More pressure than one dictionary. How many, though? 100? 1,000? 10,000?
If you ever tried to land on a gassy planet, you would be subjected to pressure beyond anything you can imagine. As you descended below the colorful gas clouds, the pressure would grow and grow, rising to 1 million bars at a depth of about 10,000 kilometers.
1 million dictionaries.
You would be immersed in a sea of hydrogen so dense that it's more like liquid than gas. At 20,000 kilometers, the pressure is around 2 million bars. That's 2,000 times greater than the highest pressure found on Earth in the Mariana Trench in the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean.
2 million dictionaries.
The hydrogen is compressed so hard that the electrons are squeezed off. This strange condition makes the hydrogen metallic. But going still deeper, the pressure would continue to skyrocket, exceeding perhaps 40 million bars at the rocky core, more than 60,000 kilometers deep.
40 million dictionaries.
If you ever tried to land on a gassy planet, you would not even make it to a few hundred kilometers. Your spacecraft and you would be utterly destroyed, squashed by the crushing atmospheric pressure long before you found the core. So you might sink to the core, but only in the form of squished atoms.
I don't think I'll be going to Jupiter after all. Thanks for clearing the air on this one, Mark. Next week, we're sequencing Loriana's question.
I was wondering why the mother doesn't reject a baby because it has a different genetic sequence.
So how do mothers tolerate their genetically distinct offspring? Tell us by email. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum, nakedscientist.com/forum.